Hello. Today, we are going to be reading some true horror stories. So let's begin. Before we start off with this podcast, don't forget to like and follow my Spotify if you want to. And with that being said, I hope you enjoy all of these different 31 terrifying real-life horror stories that will chill you to the bone. Maybe, I don't know. With that being said, let's get on with it, shall we? So it says here. So the first one is the abandoned asylum. Me and some friends went to an abandoned mental asylum at night. Not really expecting much. We busted in one of the boarded up windows. And when we were inside, we all heard talking. We figured other people were there, so we followed them. So we followed the sound. We were walking down the hall and heard what sounded like a woman whispering, "Why did you take my baby?" over and over again. At this point, I'm visibly shaken, and we are all believed we found where the sound was coming from. We got in this room and there was a huge cage. It looked like one of these pet carriers, but human-sized. I don't know what the fuck happened that night. I don't really believe dead people were talking in there, but the sheer creepiness of it all was too much. The Watcher. My cousin and his family, wife and infant son, had lived in the house for about 5 years. His wife left home to drop the baby off at a daycare before work, but realized she had left her phone at home. Entering the house, she turned the corner to the hallway and nearly ran into the drop-down attic ladder, which was fully extended. They never used the attic as it was filled with loose insulation, and my cousin had left for work hours earlier. She quietly left the house, drove around the corner, and called the police. When the police investigated, they found a short-range transmitter connected to several cameras hidden throughout their home. The light fixture in the shower, the ceiling fan above their bed, even a pinhole in the nursery was sending videos to a nearby location. Their neighbor, a few houses away, had been given a key by the prior owners and installed surveillance equipment once he knew their schedule. My cousin's wife walked in on him updating his equipment, but he forgot something at his house and left to go and get it when she walked in. He had been watching them for years. Blind old woman. Worked at a women's clothing mall, order catalog, call center. During training, a veteran worker was talking about getting to know the frequent callers. And the story of one of them. So old lady used to call in often. She was blind, but would have someone help her pick up the phone, pick out things. The manager of the apartment complex, I think, she would order often, and they got to know her by name. Well, eventually she stopped calling in, so they contacted the number they had for her, which was the apartment manager's number. Old lady was fine, but had to be moved to a newer building because, well, the old blind lady was very malnutritious, was very meticulous with her cleaning. She cleaned everything often at old lady level, so the manager had to come in and do some maintenance for the first time in many months. Every room in her apartment above head level had thick webs and nests of black widow spiders, hundreds. Can you imagine an obvious old lady walking around blind in a house? Thinks she is spotless clean, but there's a soul-freezing nightmare swarming all over the ceiling. Noises behind the door. This actually happened to a friend of mine. She used to live in an entirely different town when she was younger, and her closet had this strange door in the back of it. Well, whatever it was, imagined just due to her being a child at the time, or if it really didn't happen, she started to hear noises coming from behind this door. Whenever she went to bed, she told me that several times she tried telling her parents that she was hearing these stories, but they never believed her. Some time goes by, and one day her parents get a call from the police because they just arrested a homeless man. This was not just any homeless man, though. This homeless man was living in some sort of tunnel that goes straight to the door in the back of her closet. So every once in a while, for whatever reason, this man would come through that door and watch my friend asleep in her closet. Number 5, Mrs. Black. My gran was in the local town doing her shopping and running various errands. On her way home, she met one of her neighbors out doing their gardening. She stopped, asked how they were. They had a chat and gran came home. When she got in, my granddad asked how town had been, if she met anyone on the way. Gran started talking about the neighbor. Granddad interrupted her. Mrs. Black, we were at her funeral 2 weeks ago. Apparently, Gran nearly passed out once she realized. Under the bed. True story about my grandma that takes place before they had children. My grandpa, Dewell, worked night shifts on my, so my grandma was, Dora, was home alone. Most nights, her sister-in-law, Rose, would randomly come over to keep her company. Dora decided to go to bed early one night. Rose came over that night to see how she was, Rose came over that night to see how she was doing. She went to Dora's room after calling for her with a reply of, "I'm in bed, just come in." Upon entering the room, Rose starts acting weird and telling her she really wants her to get up and come help her with something in the kitchen. Dora was ready to go to sleep and was already in bed and didn't really want to. Rose was really adamant for her to come up to come help her, telling her it was urgent. After a while, Dora eventually got up and followed Rose to the kitchen. Upon entering, Rose whispers in a panic with tears in her eyes, "There's a man under your bed with a knife." Dora, of course, didn't believe it at first, but seeing the panic in Rose's eyes, she could not believe her. She could not believe her. They proceeded to call the cops and left to the neighbor's house. The cops came and found a man hiding in the closet with a butcher's knife. And that is the story of how my grandmother was almost murdered and why I still to this day, as a 30-year-old man, checks under their bed. So that will do it for today's podcast. If you liked it, don't forget to let me know, and I shall see you all in another podcast. See you later.